Hey guys, it's Red Devil Discussion back with another episode. I'm Anaya.
And I'm Javiana. And we have our special guest today, Miss Dawn Barkley. Sorry.
Miss Dawn Barkley, how are you feeling to be on our podcast today?
I'm very excited to be here.
That's good.
Miss Dawn Barkley is actually the reason we even have our little podcast here today. So that's why we're very excited and like we appreciate her coming out and going out of her way to be here.
Very.
So tell me, can you tell us more about like what you do?
I am part of the Teacher's Dream Grant, which offers grants to Columbus City School educators that come up with very creative ways of learning in classrooms and in schools. And so I get to review applications for teachers that have just awesome projects, and we fund them, and I get to come out and see the projects and see things like you too.
What's one of like the best projects you've seen personally?
Oh, that's a hard one. There are too many. I've been doing this since I think this is our 19th year. So
ooh.
Yeah, it's too hard to pick one, but I'm sometimes a little impartial to the art projects. I love a lot of awesome art teachers.
You told us that there was some students that were down like in this tunnel that were painting, and I want to know more about that.
Like, yes.
What was the dream there? Like what?
Well, that was actually not a dream grant project, but it stemmed from a dream grant project. Megan Evans, who is done some amazing work all over Central Ohio, some in the community, and she has gotten many grants. And so I reached out to her, which is another perk of being part of the Dream Grant, is I meet all these teachers and then we make all these connections and get to do other projects that spin off of it. But since I had worked with Megan, I contacted her to paint this tunnel in downtown Columbus, right off of the Commons. And she got a group of Fort Hays students to come up with a design and paint it. And it's amazing. You have to come see it.
I will. I definitely want to see that sometimes. It really seems like that would be a sight to see. So I was wondering if it was just you or it was like your whole family that's been doing this.
This started because my siblings and I wanted to give back to Columbus City Schools. We all went to Columbus City Schools. I graduated, or actually all of us graduated from Eastmore.
Okay.
And we had a great experience there, and we just think Columbus is great. And also, Columbus City Schools sometimes get a bad rap, and there's really some amazing programs, teachers, things going on, and we wanted to be able to highlight that. And so I have met some of the most amazing people that happen to be Columbus City School teachers.
I love that. Speaking of Eastmore, actually my sibling went there.
Oh, yeah.
Like yours, I guess. And she said it was a great school. And she also graduated from there, by the way.
Oh, good.
Like, and I would love to tell her about that because she would love to hear about it, and maybe she can drive me down or us down to go see it sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's right off of High Street, so you can also take the bus.
Oh, okay.
So what does your sister do now?
Well, my sister, so I don't want to say entrepreneur, but basically, so she does hair, nails, she's starting her own business right now, and yeah, stuff like that. She's cosmetology.
Well, good for her.
That's cool.
Yeah, very.
So sorry. Okay, so are there any dream grants that you've had to turn down because of just not corresponding with what you believe in?
Well, there are over 100 applications for grants. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we do have to turn down sometimes some that we don't really want to turn down. Sometimes the ones we turn down are just that they don't meet our criteria. It's not that it's a bad grant. Mm-hmm. And also another thing is we don't fund material equipment programs just to have that in the classroom. Like if an elementary teacher said, we need a new rug, they probably do need a new rug, but it's just not something that we would fund. Okay. And the equipment for this project, if you just said we want it, we're not sure what we're going to do with it, that would be a different, something we probably would not fund. But because you have this amazing project related to it, that's how we thought it was something very worthwhile.
That's amazing.
That's good.
So what you're saying is, like, say we got all this equipment, but we only wanted it just to have it in, like, the classroom just for fun, and all the students and teachers could use it just to have fun and play around with it. You wouldn't be able to grant that?
Yeah, that's probably something that we would not have granted in the first place, just because we would have looked at it and thought, there doesn't seem like they're really doing anything with it. Mm-hmm. So
it's not for, like, personal reasons, more for, like, trying to do something with it.
Right. And like you're trying to communicate with the whole community, everything that's going on the South Side and how great the South Side is. Okay. That's what made it very appealing to us.
Because like you said, like sometimes the South Side, like Columbus City Schools, does get a bad rep, and we want to show people out there that not all of Columbus City Schools are bad.
Yeah.
No, not at all. In fact, I just now met an awesome teacher and two amazing students.
She is an awesome teacher. Shout out to Ms. B.
Shout out to Ms. B.
I'm so sorry it got quiet.
So that's all right.
We're just a little new to this. That's all.
Well, you're doing an amazing job.
Thank you so much.
I do have a question. How did the Dream Grant help you to see teachers in a new light? Like in a different perspective than you once did.
Yeah, well, that's a little bit hard for me to answer, only because I grew up with a family of educators. Mm. I have my siblings that do this with me. Two of them are educators. My dad is an educator. I have volunteered with my mom in Columbus City Schools for probably over 40 years. She's no longer living, but. So I have had a great appreciation for teachers, and I think, and I have, as I said, four daughters, three of them are teachers. So I know how hard teaching is, and I have a great appreciation for teachers. I think I just lost my train of thought on that. But anyway, we just wanted to be able to, this was an opportunity for us to highlight, and but as far as changing my thoughts a little bit, mm-hmm. I have met and seen the most amazing teachers and projects that sometimes I come away from a school and think, oh my, I can't wait to tell the rest of the world about these amazing things going on.
Have you ever wanted to be a teacher?
Yes. I'm a wannabe. I think I'm a wannabe art teacher. Mm-hmm. But I started in education in college, and then I ended up going into business. I never got a degree in education. I just went. But I volunteer in Columbus City Schools every Wednesday. I'm out at Woodcrest, which is out on the east side. But yeah, I have volunteered in Columbus Schools for a long time.
What do you volunteer? Like, what do you do?
I help students with reading.
Reading, okay.
Or anything else they need help with. And today I visited another Dream Grant teacher, and the students needed help making terrariums. So I got to help do that.
I feel a little uneducated asking, but what is that?
It's a plant growing inside of a container. And it is very cool. They put rocks and then these, I think like coal chips or something, and then a little bit of moss. And you can cut all this out. But anyway, then they put in dirt and a little plant and mm-hmm. seal it, and then it makes its own water. The water, somehow or another, I didn't understand. It was way, I said, I wanted to make one for myself, but I didn't do that. But anyway, it's fun to be able to.
Like see all the projects that's going around?
Yeah, see the projects, and then the teachers that say, hey, we can use some help. I'm like, okay, good.
Okay. So I wonder, how many Dream Grants do you like? Grant a year.
Well, this year, I should have brought it with me because I just figured all this out for our celebration to be able to tell people there. But this year there were 51 teachers, and I think there were about 37 different projects. Some projects have multiple teachers, But 37, I think, was this year.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm.
That is a lot.
And we're included in that?
Yep.
I love to be included. You are included.
I feel so special.
And so you can go look on the website. I'll put a picture of you there. Well, I won't because I don't know that much about technology, but I have somebody who does that stuff for me, and you'll be able to see your picture there.
Definitely want to check that out.
Definitely want to check that out because.
So I do want to kind of go back a little bit because I remember you talking about you like art teachers and you're like a wannabe like art teacher. Do you do like any art projects by yourself or like anything artistic?
Good question. And I'm so glad you asked because I do love to paint, and I paint note cards and thousands of rocks, which I started doing during the pandemic, mm-hmm. and which a lot of people did. And so I, in fact, just the other night, there was a podcast I wanted to listen to that was an hour long. And I thought, oh, I'm not good at just sitting. So I thought, I'll paint. Well, so I painted.
That's so me.
I am also very guilty of painting rocks during the pandemic.
Did you?
Yes.
And then what did you do with all your rocks?
Man, they're in my front yard, just sitting there, just chilling. So, Mrs. Barkley, it's been such a pleasure. Like, I kind of want to cry because this podcast is now very important to me. It's such a great opportunity to share with people. And I just thank you so much for like giving us this opportunity.
Yeah. It changes a lot of things for us personally and like in general, because we have something to look forward now to do, like to actually come to school and look forward to. Because when I come to school, I'm like, okay, I can't wait to go to Ms. Vita's room and figure out what the next episode is and figure out the scheduling, whatever next person it is, you know. And then we're both the
directors
mm-hmm. for the podcast. So it's even more exciting when we get to do like different things because the ideas go through us and we figure out ideas. So, you know, this is something I look forward to. And like right now, you know, interviewing you is very rewarding.
Well, you both do a very good job. You're very professional, and I really appreciate you taking time to do this and to continue doing the project. That's most important.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My gosh, she's such a sweetheart. Well, thank you so much for coming on our podcast, and it's been amazing to have you.
Very.
Red thank Devil's you both out. Very much.
You're welcome.